This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday rolled out an environmental team that he hopes will steer America toward greater action to curb climate change and to protect the nation's air and water. The president-elect told reporters as he introduced his choices that there was literally no time to waste. Biden compared the climate threat to the calamity of the coronavirus pandemic and pledged to take action.
Just like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change. We need to meet the moment with the urgency it demands, as it would during any national emergency.
The approach is a shift from Donald Trump's presidency, which has been marked by efforts to boost oil and gas production, while rolling back government efforts intended to safeguard the environment. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on